Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On this week's program, we showcase Black River High School's Positive Behavior Intervention and Support, PBIS, program. The Black River High School in St. Elizabeth recently launched the Positive Behavior Intervention and Support PBIS program. PBIS, an initiative of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, aims to establish the behavioral support needed for students to achieve social, emotional, and academic success. The program is focused on creating and sustaining primary, secondary, and tertiary systems of support that improve lifestyle results for all youth to reduce misbehavior in schools. Principal of Black River High, Roderick Harley, endorses the program.
I am elated. The reason being, Black River High School has in the recent past been in the media for things less than complimentary. We have an opportunity to showcase to Jamaica and the world that we are prepared to work actively towards making them right, to create a better environment for students and teachers and other stakeholders to operate in, because we cannot achieve excellence in chaos. So the PBIS is a mechanism through which we can create order in this school and therefore strive for excellence.
Mr. Harley says expectations for the program are high, and so far there has been towering support from various stakeholders.
The support is good at the moment. We look forward to stronger support because we still need to do more things, and it requires the help of the business community and the community in general. We are moving in the right direction and we anticipate great things.
Principal of Black River High, Roderick Harley. Objectives of PBIS include developing students' social skills and attitudes to function effectively in the society, to have students working at the highest standards to achieve academic goals, and to involve all stakeholders in the educational process. PBIS facilitator in the Ministry of Education, Christine Buckley, says the initiative is expected to play a major role in improving the social and interpersonal skills of not just students, but also teachers and other members of the Black River High School community.
PBIS program is here to stay. And according to the ministry's policy, we are going to change Jamaica's children one school at a time. And so you have been fortunate to be trained.
Students at Black River High are also hopeful of the impact PBIS will have on the school's community.
It is a very good promotion. It aids in supporting and also implementing positive behavior in our school. I have seen where students have been exercising and respecting each other more as accordance to the launching of this motto.
I believe that the PBIS implementation program has rocketed this area of our students. This generation of students will go out into the world and prove to them that, yes, we Black River High students have what it takes to be proper Jamaican, how to stand up for what we believe in and do it well. We don't have to use violence to solve problems anymore.
It helps to improve positive behavior of the Black River High School students, and I think it's a great thing.
Coordinator of the program, Karen Strawn, says the school will be working with the relevant parties to ensure PBIS is a success.
My charge to you students, as you move between the walls of Black River High School, is that you make a mark without marking. To the parents, give all the support you can to the PBIS program to achieve the best results from your child or children. To my colleagues, let us fight the good fight to slay the dragon of indiscipline and teach these young minds to uphold high standards as we demonstrate same.
Black River High School operated on a double shift system as approximately 1,840 students enroll. That's it for this week's Jamaica's Promise High School Edition. Thanks for listening. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. For producer Shanari Ferron, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.